We begin Perek HaBa'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechirin, the laws of sales in the Sefer Kinyan, Book of Acquisition. We will continue the theme of the previous Perakim, discussing the laws of Ayna, specifically regarding institutions, regarding business, and as it applies to the Ayna, the fraud of words, and of that as it applies to the gear. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding paying attention, regarding prices, regarding business practices. Kvar Baran already explained in the 13th parak, the previous parak, Halacha Hey, Shanoisev Vanoisin Bemuna. If someone is straight up, he acts with faithfulness. Vaman he says, Kach v'kach ani mistak. He says, look, I'll tell you how much I'm going to be making. Say, so, no, we said there's not going to be any price for it over there. Vafiloma, even if he says, Zelikach to be seller, says, I bought it for one seller. Uve'esa ani mechem, I'm selling it for 10 times the amount, I'm selling it for 10. Even though there's obviously a huge gap between the value and how much he's paying. It doesn't make a difference because he's letting him know from beforehand that this is what he's doing. So mutter is permitted because the consumer is agreeable to this. But that's the thing that we're discussing. But the courts are obligated to set prices and to appoint officers for this purpose. Not that every single person could go ahead and charge whatever he wants to. They should make and set that their wages should be only a sixth. And that, and this is a direct warning to the sellers that he should not go ahead and make more than the sixth. Halacha beis. But when do we say this? Regarding things that a person needs to live. Kugoyin, for example, yenis, wine, shmon, mislosis, oil and flour. Avalikaren, but the roots of herbs, kugoyin akush, like costas, valvoina, and frankincense, and ketzim, and things like that. In poskim l'mishad, that we don't set prices for. At least taka kol mashir, a person can make whatever he wants to charge. Halacha Gimel, they mistaken pamayim bebeitzim. Eggs are so critical, you cannot double charge for eggs. Meaning, elataga rishon hu meichem b'sacha, the first merchant, the one who's selling the eggs from his farm, he charges for wages. But the one who sells it from him can only sell the principal price itself, the cost price, and nothing more. Halacha Dalet, also las eschor be'eretz Yisrael, it's forbidden to do business in Eretz Yisrael, but dvar mishet from chayim nefesh, regarding things that a person's life depends on. Ella rather, Zeh maybe Megarno Yomarcha, this guy brings from his granary he sells. Zeh maybe Megarno Yomarcha, this guy brings from his granary he sells. Kadeshim Krin Bazel, so that there should be a cheap price because there's so much supply, because we don't want people making businesses out of things that are people need for their basic living. Now, B'makam Shashem Emurub, in the place where there's a large quantity of oil, then Mutal Estaka B'Shem, then you go ahead and make business out of selling oil. Halacha Hey, continues regarding storing produce for the purposes of business. So, in Eitz and Peiris, we're not allowed to store produce, sheyesh b'mechayin nefesh, that is necessary for basic living, be'eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. B'chayim ha'mokam shudu b'Yisrael, any place where the majority of the inhabitants are Jews. Shudu megim, medov ezatal, Yisrael, because that's going to cause pain to Jewish people. Now, but medvim, when we say this, we're talking about the guy who's buying from the market, he can't buy and stockpile them and to save up for business practices. But if someone's gathering his own stuff, mutalas lekabi oitzi is allowed to make his kav, which is a Talmudic terminology for the little that a person has. He's allowed to store his own stuff. Halach above, mutalets a perish shalosh shanim. It's also permitted to store the produce in the sixth year for a purpose of the next 3 years of erev shavuos, of the erev shemitah year, shemitah, the shemitah year, mutal shavuos, and the eighth year, the year after that, because you can't plant in those times, you're not going to have produce for that. You're allowed to store up. However, b'shnei betzayis in a famine year, when there's no food around, I feel like kav charuven, even just a calf, which is a small amount of caribs, layetz a person should not store. Neshamachnis me'echa b'sham, that's going to cause a curse to be in the markets, and v'chal mafkia sham, and anyone who increases the inflates the market, oisha'atzah peiris ba'aretz, or he stores the produce in Eretz Yisrael, but mokam shum b'yisrael, the majority of the inhabitants are Jews. Hadiz a kamava, but if it's like someone who's lending it with interest, it's doing something that's very selfish, it's causing destruction to other people. Now, when we say this, regarding produce that a person needs to live on, but spices could go in common like cumin or pilpul and pepper, that you're allowed to store in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to even export it from one place to another place, like all the other herbs, meaning even though cumin and peppers are a little bit more critical than the rest of the herbs, it has that same halacha where you're allowed to export it to other places. But you're not allowed to export produce that is necessary for people to live on. Could go in yenei, shman, mislosis, like wines and oils and flowers from Eretz Yisrael, luchutz laretz, from Eretz Yisrael to Arab Eretz Yisrael, or even to Syria, which is like a quasi-state. of Kedushas Eretz. Not even from one dominion of one king to another dominion of another king, and even in Eretz Yisrael, you have to leave what it is for the people over there. Now, halacha tes continues regarding the powers of creating different conditions for business practices. So, the shon b'nei ha'ir, the peoples of the city are permitted lo kitzlem shar to set a price l'chol davashir of anything that they want to. And even something as basic as mead and bread, which are necessary for people to live on, still the people of the city are allowed to set a price, even if it's higher than the usual, if they find some need for that. And to stipulate amongst themselves that whoever is going to violate this, they're going to penalize him such and such, they're going to punish him. Halacha yod, rishoyin anshei umanirs. So too, people of a certain craft are permitted lifsig b'neim to make a condition amongst themselves. Shleyase echad b'yim shes chaver, that no person should do on a day that the other person is doing his work. Or things similar like that. And the v'chom yishay b'al t'nai, whoever's going to violate the stipulation, yan cho yisei kach v'kach, they're going to give him such or such a punishment. Halacha yidav, b'med murm, when we say this, that the craftsmen are permitted to make these conditions amongst themselves, is b'medina, is in a country she'im b'chacham chashav, that there's no distinguished sage, l'sakin ma'is medina, to take care of the needs of the country, u'latzlich dark yishveh, and to find the success of the path of its inhabitants. Aval, im yesh ba'odm chacham chashav, but if there is amongst them a distinguished sage, in a t'nai shalem ma'im klum, then their stipulations are not effective at all, v'in yichoyin l'anash l'hafzid al mishal l'kibla t'nai, and therefore they cannot punish and cause a loss to whoever did not accept their conditions. Only if they made the stipulations with the intention and with the understanding of the sage, then it's binding. And therefore, whoever caused a loss to one of the others of the craftsmen, according to stipulations that was not from the agreement of the sage, he has to compensate causing that loss to that other craftsman. Halachi Beis contains a related vein of the Ayinah that we're speaking about in the previous parakim, which was talking about regarding monetary fraud. So the same thing is Ayinah's Devar. Just like there's cheating someone with regarding business dealing, so there's also hurting someone with words. A person should not hurt his friend. You should fear God, I am Hashem. That refers to, because I know this moment already says, this is hurting someone with words. So let's say he was a person that repented. You shouldn't tell him, remember your early actions, how bad you used to be. If it's the son of comrades, you shouldn't tell him, remember what your fathers used to be, oh, they weren't Jewish. Let's say he's a comrade who's coming to learn Torah. You shouldn't tell him, you used to go to that not kosher restaurant that ate the animals that weren't properly slaughtered or had a mortal defect. Is going to come and learn Torah that was given from the mouth of the Mighty One. Let's say someone had illnesses or afflictions that were coming at him. Is one of he's burying his son. He shouldn't tell him like the friends of Eve said to Eve, as the pasuk says in Eve. Behold, your fear is your strength. Etc. Recall, please. Mihu naki avid. Who is pure that gets lost? In other words, yeah, you're getting punished for your sins. That is considered not as dvarim. That's not something you're supposed to tell another person. So too, in a different vein, halachi yadal hoy chamarim. If they were these donkey drivers, they would transport produce on their donkeys. Mevakshin tefuah, they're looking for grain to transport. Lo yimlem, you shouldn't tell them, oh, l'chuy it's a plane, they go to that person, where, oh, he'll have what that you could use to transport. V'hu yidei shalei mochad fumar. He knows that guy didn't ever sell grain, so he's making a mockery out of them. That's how he knows he's dvar. Or let's say nishal l'shei l'advar chachma. Let's say there was a question that was asked regarding some element of wisdom. You shouldn't tell to someone that doesn't know that wisdom. What do you have to say about this? What's your opinion on this? Anything similar to these types of things is considered oinah as devarim, hurting someone with words. Halachat Zvav talks about specific oinah as replies to the ger, to the convert. Whoever afflicts the convert, whether with monies or whether with words, violates three negative prohibitions. Shlomak says, "V'ger loisayna, don't afflict the convert. Zayna is dvarim. That refers to afflicting with words. And v'leisach atzena, don't oppress him, as it says in Shemayis, zayna is moment. That means afflicting him with his monies. Halamata. So you learn. Shkolam anas ager, whoever goes and pains the ger, he violates three negative prohibitions. Mishum v'leisayna ishas amisa, which is not just for a ger. That's for all Jewish people. That includes also a ger. And the Mishum Al-Toyin Yish HaSachiv, which that was said regarding a nice moment, but all Jewish people and a ger is included. And the Mishum V'ger Lo Yisayna, which is that of Hoynaz Devarim, as it applies to the ger. Halachat HaZayin. V'cheinim L'chotza V'no B'mamim. So if you oppress him and you cheat him with money, also violated three negative prohibitions. Mishum Al-Toyin Yish HaSachiv, and Mishum Lo Yisayna Yish HaSamisay, which these are two psukim we mentioned in the previous halacha, and Mishum Lo Yisayna Chatzana, which that's the one that specifically is regarding the ger of Hoynaz Devar. Now, look at Zayin. Nema oiver bager. So, but why is it that we're saying that you violate by the convert a lav shal einos dvarim, that you're going to violate the negative prohibition that talks about specifically the ino of words af banois mamon, also when you're hurting him with money, and also the other way around too. Va lav shal einos mamon, you also violate negative prohibition of cheating with money af banois dvarim, also when you're hurting him with words. The reason is nei shahitza kosav shneim beloshen einos tam, because the pasuk it expressed itself with unspecific word of ino. And the kafal lav by ger b'shnei hadavar meferish, and the pasuk repeats the negative prohibition by the ger by those two explicitly leisoyne v'leisulchot, one for nos dvarim, one for nos mamon. So we see that the halacha of nos dvarim and nos mamon is going to apply. Those two psukim that apply by dvarim and mamon are going to be by either one of those. You can have those two for nos dvarim and nos mamon, and that one that's specific for the ger of nos mamon and nos dvarim. So there's always going to be three negative prohibitions. And halacha yedches Ram concludes this topic of ino with gedoy lo nos dvarim and nos mamon. Greater is the punishment of that which is the sin of hurting someone with words than hurting him with his money. And the reason is, because cheating someone with money, you could return his money. But once you hurt him with words, that cannot be returned. And also, that's with his money. This is with his own self. It says regarding afflicting with words, you should fear your God. Why do they say that? Because that's given over to the person's heart. Meaning we don't know what a person's thinking when he's saying and saying, oh, what I meant, what I didn't mean. So he comes to learn, anything that's given over to a heart that no one else can see explicitly, only you know, it says that you should fear your God. And whoever screams out because he was hurt with words, he's immediately answered. In contrast to the necessary Hainois moment, Shinemak is supposed to kene Hashem because I am Hashem, and right when the person calls out, Hashem is going to hear him, and therefore it's greater to be careful of saying Hainois Dvarim than for that of Hainois moment.